A big mistake. Rob and Annie were learning how to sign their names. Soon, they could sign them really well. Annie could sign Rob's name, and Rob could sign Annie's. "We have to learn how to sign Mum's name," said Annie. "Then we can sign our own homework books." One night, Rob looked at the bathroom door. It was a big blank door. The bathroom looked boring with a big blank door. Rob thought it would be a good place to sign her name. Rob took a pen out of her pocket. Then she had an idea. The pen slid over the door, like a dancer on the ice. But it wasn't her name on the door. It was Annie's. Rob looked at it. One name wasn't enough. The door needed more. So Rob signed Annie's name until there was no more space. Rob woke up. Her mother was standing by Annie's bed. Her face was angry, like a thundercloud. She had a bucket and a rag. "Get up, Annie," she said. "Clean that bathroom door now." "Why?" asked Annie. But her mother had stomped out of the room. Rob hid under the blankets. Annie was making a big fuss. Rob put her fingers in her ears, but she could still hear Annie. Annie was rubbing the door and crying. Rob felt hot all over. She was on fire in her bed. She didn't feel well at all. Rob and Annie's mum looked in the bathroom. Annie and Rob were cleaning the door. "I'm sorry," said Rob. "It was me." "You?" said their mum. "Well, thank you for being honest, but you can't sign a name if it's not yours. People can go to jail for doing this." Rob and Annie ran to their bedroom and slammed the door shut. They had signed their mother's name on 100 pieces of paper. Jail! Their mother would have to write a note to school. "Dear Miss Brown, Rob and Annie will not be at school today. They are in jail." Rob and Annie began to rip paper. They tore up all the paper where they had signed their mother's name. The paper floated around them like a snowstorm. Jail? No way.